This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio, and you know, for lots of Americans, Memorial Day means a relaxing long weekend, the unofficial beginning of summer. But of course, that's not all it was meant to be. Memorial Day was called Decoration Day early on, and it was established as a time to mourn the Civil War dead by decorating graves with flowers. And while the first official observance occurred in 1868, there's evidence that groups of Southern women were decorating graves well before the end of the Civil War. In fact, Southerners refused to recognize the official Decoration Day until after World War I. So here to tell us more about that and the meaning of Memorial Day is Fred Kiger, who is an American Civil War lecturer. Fred, thanks for being on the show.
Frank's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Happy Memorial Day.
And the same to you. What are the origins of this day?
Well, the first puzzle, I think, Frank, would be trying to figure out when exactly or where exactly this particular day got its origin. There are some 24 or 25 places who claim to have had the first decoration or Memorial Day. Now, by congressional act and by LBJ and a presidential proclamation in May of 1966, the official honor was given to Waterloo, New York, as the birthplace for holding the first formal village-wide annual observance of a day dedicated to the war dead. They claim, Waterloo, that all the others who do make claims were either informal, not community-wide, or were only one-time events. And so it is an interesting story and study of trying to figure out exactly when Decoration Day started.
Yeah, but it's sort of ironic, don't you think, that a day to honor the war dead would come from a place whose name is synonymous with defeat.
Exactly. That is an interesting twist.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we were talking about what to do on Memorial Day, and we got into this conversation, and I said, well, you know, I think this actually goes back to the Civil War, and everybody on the staff, we were all unsure. And we're pretty smart people, so that's the first interesting thing to me is that very few of us know how far back this day goes.
Well, there has been, speaking of history, as far back as 24 centuries ago when Pericles asked the Athenians during the Peloponnesian War to stop and pay tribute and homage to those who had passed in war. But, of course, the Civil War with 623,000 deaths, without question, the defining moment of this nation's history, it's not unusual to see and to be expected that after that great conflagration that people north and south wanted to stop and reflect. Memorial today, Frank, is, you know, kind of Indy 500, and that conjunction with Memorial Day began in 1911, but you know, we think of picnics and extended weekends at the beach and what have you, but that's a recent phenom because in its origin, it was supposed to be a very solemn day and a day of remembrance.
A day of remembrance and a day when one did decorate the graves of the dead. And in fact, you say this custom goes back probably to a time during the Civil War, and perhaps it was Southern women who got things going down south.
Well, there is an edition, May 1893, by a pro-South piece of literature. It was called The Confederate Veteran. And that issue claims Mrs. Charles J. Williams began the custom of decorating graves and organizing Southern states to do the same from Columbus, Georgia. And then, of course, from Columbus, Mississippi, April 25th, 1866, a group of women went to a cemetery to decorate the graves of both sides who had fallen at the Battle of Shiloh, who were buried in the Columbus, Mississippi area. So, yes, even, Frank, the gentleman who proclaimed through General Orders Number 11, Major General John A. Logan, that May 30th should become the day for Memorial Day, he attributed his push to do such because he admired Southern women who had started the practice of placing flowers and what have you.
He of course, was a Northern a Union general, and he did this in 1868. And therein lies the problem for recognizing this day, the official day, for Southerners for many years to come.
And it's true that many in the South, because of the lingering resentment of Logan and the day being assigned by the, quote, enemy, there was a refusal to honor Memorial Day on the same day. And so even to this day, there are many of the southern states that made up the Confederacy have their own individual Confederate Memorial Days at various times during April, May, and in June.
He did this in 1868, but that was a kind of a general order, and he's a general, a military general. When did the states begin to adopt this day, and how long did it take before at least all northern states had honored the day?
Well, in 1873, Frank, New York became the first state to make the day a legal holiday. The first large observance in Arlington took place May 30th, 1868. But by the time we got around to the turn of the century, most of the northern states were adopting this, and the Confederate, old Confederate states were, of course, in their various and sundry state days to remember Memorial Day. But when we do get around to maybe 1882 in that time frame, most people are beginning to call Decoration Day Memorial Day, and most people are starting to remember it at a time in the North on May 30th, and of course in the Confederate South, old Confederate South, at other particular days. The day that we all go to last Monday began with federal legislation in 1968, and it took effect at the federal level in 1971. So we can attribute to the last Monday only in the last 37 years.
When did the South finally begin to recognize this day?
The last Monday would be, or May 30th, would be right after the World War I phenomenon, when we'd gotten two or three generations past the American Civil War, and soldiers from North and South were now placed back in same units and same regiments and battalions and brigades after World War I.
And was this day then broadened to recognize all war dead and not just Civil War dead?
Yes, that is exactly
so
right.
So that would
Frank.
Help the South embrace that day. And then, as you say, it was always May 30th, always until 1968, when it became the last Monday in May. Is that right?
Exactly. And the Spanish-American War was the conflict that allowed, if you will, some degree of healing between North and South, because once again, a conflict in which Northern and Southern soldiers were in same units. But there's no question, the war to end all wars, World War I as it was referred to, reinforced and finally established that practice that the entire nation could embrace this day on the same day, May 30th.
All right. And I may have gotten that date wrong. What was the actual date that Congress recognized or changed the date to the last Monday?
In 1968, it was changed.
Yes, I thought.
Right. But it did not take effect, Frank, until 1971 at the federal level.
So what are some of the ways that Memorial Day is remembered? I know there are some customs that change from place to place. Tell us about some of them.
Well, for the most part, it has been somewhat of a uniform celebration across the nation in the sense of how it was celebrated then in the past. It was a usual congregating at the cemetery in town where Union or Confederate dead had been laid to rest. There would be prayers, there would be songs, there would be the decorating with flowers and perhaps flags on all those plots and all those grave sites that had been there. But, you know, of course, it took, once it became kind of the three-day weekend thing, it started to evolve into, quote, the unofficial, as you mentioned, beginning of summer. Mm-hmm. And it took on, you know, kind of a festive, let's take off to the beach, let's watch the Indy 500, and let's have a picnic kind of thing. Not anywhere close to what was intended. And there are some units, the veterans of foreign wars, and other various organizations who are very displeased with the fact that the federal government took this day of solemn remembrance of those who had passed in America's wars and placed it, you know, in a weekend kind of scenario of festivity when they want to have it returned to where Major General John A. Logan, who was the head of the Grand Army of the Republic, Union veterans after the war, put it back on the day that he intended, May 30th.
Why did he pick that day, do you know?
You know, it was there's a couple of stories, and one that I find the most interesting, Frank, is that he picked that time of year because he hoped that flowers were in bloom at anywhere in the nation so that they would be readily available to be plucked, picked, and placed on the graves of those they wanted to remember.
All right. Well, Fred Kiger, thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Frank, you're very kind to have me.
Fred Kiger is an American Civil War lecturer. He's also creator of the field guide, The Civil War, A History of the War Between the States. Just ahead, how movies have shaped what we know about the Civil War. On the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.